started in 1976 when I graduated, just working part-time. With Carol and Chuck Jacobson, they hired me, so I pretty much started out, you know, at the very bottom. Watched them design for about a week before I was on staff. And so I worked that summer, and then I went to school in Moncton for a year. And then when I came back, the job was still there, so then I just went there and never left.
Wow. You've had the same job since basically 1976,
yes,
huh? Yeah. So you just love it.
I do just love it, yeah. I mean, there's something different every day. It's like, I would have never dreamt that I would have a career doing this, and you can go to school for it, but hands-on was the best way to learn, and that's where my girls are at now. I teach them the basics and fly. Do your own design, you know, come up with your own design, and that's what really makes it work. I mean, it's, they all have their own way of designing, their own concept of things, and as long as you're doing, you know, what I'm telling them to do, you got to have them in water, and you got to do this and this and all the basics. But yeah, so there's something different to do every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't love it. I really, really do.
When did you start getting into more of the nice bling and the decor?
Yeah, when I moved out here. So we moved out here in 2013 after I bought Bloom & Craft. And actually, Kathy Gallman Jacobson, she's the one that taught me to be a florist. We started out together. And it was her and I and Carol, and there was another lady. And then Kathy went and did her own thing, and I stayed. And now it's come full circle that I bought Bloom & Craft from her, and she was out here to help us the first year we were out here. So when we had more area and more room, you know, when we bought Bloom & Craft, we didn't know where to move to. And then when Gradberg's came out and said, oh, why don't you come out and look at this warehouse that we have? It's like, okay. So being a girl, I came out and said, wow, you're going to make this into a flower shop, are you? And they did. I mean, they just did an amazing job that marked it all the planning of the whole thing. And so now we had the place, so now we started with the boutique items, and that was just a trial and error thing. We went to market in Minneapolis and got the feel for it, and we've just been dabbling in little pieces of it. I don't want to do it huge because my main passion is flowers, so it's just been an extra added, and it's gone really well. I'm amazed at the people that do come in here and say, wow, I didn't know you had all this out here. And so the advertising end of it, you know, you need to get it out there maybe more. I don't know, but it's gone really well. Even when we first opened out here, I had, I don't know how many men that came in and said, wow, now what men do that?
Right.
Was it because you gave them some good gift-giving ideas, do you think?
I think, you know, once they got going in out here just to realize what it was and that we had the options, you know, it wasn't just flowers to come out, you know, but almost everybody that comes out here, you kind of come here for a reason because you need flowers, obviously. And then so when you've got it in here, it's like, wow, I think I'll buy that necklace. I think I'll buy that top. And that's the way it's been going. I'm really surprised by it all. I really am, because there's real deals now, and we've got boutiques downtown, and I think we've got a right amount for Valley City. You know, it seems that I hear from my customers anyway. So, yeah, it's all good. And we're trying to dabble a little bit more into, like, orchids and those kind of things now. Keep, like, one cooler, because we have to have one cooler at a different temperature for all the tropical flowers. So Keith has been over and trying to work with the cooler so we can keep that part of it. So that'll be interesting. I'll be glad to get into that and see what that all has to end. So we've been kind of working with the mayor on that and city commissioner, to see if we can have just a license to not deliver it, not as just a cash and carry item. They would come in, it would be arranged in the cooler with flowers. They're not working with me totally on that yet, but I'd love to do that. I think that'd be a good concept. As I've been checking into other shops, there's one in South Dakota, and I didn't know if it was a state thing, a city thing.
If you have special events, you know, that you'd like to maybe serve wine.
Mm-hmm. We've done that, the business after hours, and it worked out really well. We were thinking about doing that for our anniversary, but I don't think we have enough time to kind of get that together. So, but we have done it, and it's gone really well. That first one that we did from 5 to 7 or whatever it was, and we had hors d'oeuvres and wine, and it was packed in here. It really went well.
What do you have planned for your 30th anniversary? Anything special coming up?
Well, we're going to do the cake and lemonade. Start that about 10 that morning, and we're going to do a percentage off on the morning of August 1st, next Thursday, August 1st. And so it'll go 9 to 5. And we're going to have drawings. We're going to do pop-up balloon thing where you have the little things inside that, you know, win a bouquet for a week, for a month, or something like that. We'll do that. We'll have 30% off on the boutique items, drawings for bouquets. I think we'll do hourly drawings.
do where they get a rose when they come?
Yeah, oh yes, yep. We're going to give out free roses, yep.
Thanks for joining us today, Deb.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for
and happy
out.
30th.
Thank you.
All right. There's Deb from Dakota Rose Floral, our guest here on KOVC.